spirit of this revolution is not going away.
This is the Ron Paul Liberty Report with Ron Paul, Daniel McAdams, and Chris Rossini.
We're all ambassadors of the Ron Paul Doctrine, and it's so simple. Just tell the truth.
An idea whose time has come cannot be stopped by any army or any government.
Hello, everybody, and thank you for tuning in to the Liberty Report. Today, we do not have a co-host. I'm here by myself because we have had a few disruptions and staff was not readily available today for various reasons, but I am delighted that I can visit with you today. So what I would like to do, because this is a little bit different than what we're used to, I looked at the headlines like I always do. I look at the news. I look at the market. And there are several things there I just want to mention and make a comment of it. But before I do that, I want to reemphasize what we generally do on Fridays, and that is talk about our partner at Birch Gold, because I've worked with them for several years now, and they have offered protection or a way to protect against the inflation that we're dealing with today. And that has to do with getting IRA investments where you could put bullion in your investments and do this with a little bit of help. And that's what they're in the business of doing and helping, because it isn't easy. You can have IRAs and they're not that difficult, but dealing with bullion has been. So that's why they have this special operation where the government has legalized the right that should have been natural, and that is to put your savings account into bullion gold. Anyway, that is available now. Birch Gold offers some information on this. They have a program. They have advice. And if you want to get any more advice and understanding on how you might be able to put your bullion into IRAs or 401ks, if you look at the statement, the address on the screen, and you can, you know, contact Birch. And if you do that, Ron, 989898, and they'll send you some material. So that is one way to get started if you're not already doing it. That, again, is the address is Ron, 989898, and that'll connect you to Birch Gold to find out a lot more information about how and why you should probably consider seriously putting bullion gold in your retirement accounts. And this to me is important because I still get a lot of questions. Well, gold is up so much, you know, not too long ago it was 1,000, now it's 5,000, and the budget is totally out of control. Isn't it too late? Is the gold ever going to double or triple? And the answer I have is yes, but I have no idea when. And I've been thinking that gold would skyrocket a long time ago, you know, into 5,000, but it's been a good while since I had considered that a possibility. So it is something that what you can look at to find out whether this is all over and you have to quit and you have to wait another 20 years for the next bull market in the precious metals. What you do is all you have to do is look at two things. Look at the current price of gold. What has gold been doing? That's the indication that there's something wrong with our dollar. And that, it, of course, is the $5,000 gold, which means it. This bull market and interest in gold is alive and well. The other thing to watch, and one of the reasons why gold does go up and we print too much money, is the fact of the spending. So to look at the spending, you know, we were promised with the new administration that we would spend a lot less money and work toward a balanced budget and all sorts of promises, but it hasn't happened. One example of what's been going on with the administration is that the goal was to get rid of the Department of Education. And we've talked about that on this program, and I think it's a wonderful idea. I was around in the Carter years when we voted for that bill. Of course, I voted against that bill to have the Department of Education, and it hasn't been good to education one bit. So if we do this, we realize that the Department of Education isn't going to go away. They're not going to get rid of it. So what did they do? They came up in the budget. So, at least they'll start to slice the budget. Maybe they'll cut 10% off the Department of Education. No, they added more money to it. That's how silly and ridiculous the whole thing is. And that's why people are cynical. But it's also the reason that you have to admit the truth, that it doesn't look like the government, especially the Congress, is going to get hold of this whole budgetary mess. And the people who want to do it, get into trouble. They get condemned. They're unpatriotic. They don't do what the president tells them to do. So it goes on and on. So there's pressure on the Congress to continue the spending, and it's going to happen as long as the people allow it to happen. Things change when the people rise up and say, enough is enough. I use the example of, they had enough in the 60s when they had too much Vietnam. And finally, when the people, you know, demonstrated in the streets, all of a sudden the war finally ended. But also because we had no more money in the bank. And it will end, but it's not going to end soon. And it will not end gracefully. And you have to pay, a price for winding down the debt and the malinvestment because of the inflation. So there's a lot to be concerned about. That's why I think that the precious metals are going to be around for a long while. But I do want to talk a little bit and specifically about the news yesterday where the Supreme Court ruled 6-3 that the Trump tariffs are unconstitutional, that he did not get the authority in the bill that had been challenged, Trump used as the authority to put these huge tariffs on. Tariffs are legal to a degree, but very, very limited, not to use it wholesale. And finally, the people rose up against that. And right now, the big question is, Trump has collected a lot of money doing this. And there's a big argument going on, which I find very interesting. They've collected a lot of money. And Trump says, I have another $100, $200 billion, and we're going to get a lot more next year. And revealing in a paper at the Federal Reserve, it came out that the money was mostly gotten from the American taxpayer. They had to pay the tariffs, which is so ironic, and it's huge. But now with this ruling, it's going to be very interesting because it may be that the government has to return the money they took unconstitutionally. It's a mess, and I just think that there are two factors to this. One is the collecting of the tariffs and the use of the money, versus the fact it's way too much planning through tariffs, threats of tariffs, put the tariffs on, take the tariffs off, and get into trouble, give the money back. And it's not very good, but it represents central economic planning. It doesn't work, and it's not working for this. So this is going to continue. It's a bad economic planning. And the ruling at the Supreme Court, it wasn't even really close. It was 6-3, and I think two or three Republican and hardcore conservatives, and conservatives should be the most interested. But it's one thing that is a sign of the disruption that's going on in Washington. And, one of the things that we have to deal with, and we have to deal with it constantly, is the disinformation and the lack of understanding about what inflation is all about. They claim that if you collect a lot of money from foreigners and reduce the deficit, somehow that's going to help the deficit. Well, that's all a fiction. But the inflation is something that has to be dealt with. And I think there's one basic flaw in the thinking of most Americans, because inflation is when the prices go up. Oh, if there's a hurricane and it hits a state completely, prices go up. But that's not inflation. That's just a distribution of people's money in different directions. And if there's a scarcity and prices go up, if there's a, if there's a weather event that wipes out farming, yes, prices will go up. That's not inflation. Inflation is when the second half or half of the equation economics is occurring. Because prices go up, everybody knows about supply and demand. If there's a, if they raise more corn and there's an excessive corn, prices go down, supply and demand. But one thing that is lacking in our understanding and in our teaching is emphasizing that there's two parts to it. It's the part of the item that's being bought or sold, and the other half of it, which is 50% of it, and that is the value of the currency. So if the currency, which is our dollar, if it's going down, you know, you need more dollars, and that pushes prices up. But people don't talk about that, and nobody wants to. Republicans don't want to. Democrats don't want to. The people are confused by their economics that they've learned. They say you can't touch it. You can't solve that problem. But I tell you what, if they don't look at this, because that's the real cause of the inflation, that is because Republicans, independents, liberals, everybody, economic reasons, foreign policy reasons, we got to keep spending. And if you have the magic value of the reserve currency of the world, where we have maneuvered ourselves into having the world reserve currency, that we have license to steal, we have license to, you know, commit fraud and counterfeit, print all the money you want, pass it out. The politicians love it. They don't have, to a degree, they pretend they're raising taxes, but it never does what the trick is. But they won't cut spending. And that is because they don't even talk about it. It's the spending, the debt that gets monetized. The bills are paid. It fake money. It counterfeit money. So the feds over there running the printing presses, and they pay it off. And then people go to the store, and what hits the people who do the grocery shopping are the prices. Why are the prices high? Government has to do something about it. They need to send me more money in my welfare check. They go on and on, and everybody's having trouble, so they all go to the government. So it's an understanding of these basic principles that makes it very difficult. It's a political thing because the politicians go along with it because they want to stay in office and solve all our problems. They know better. They'll solve our problems. So we have to go ahead and get what they want and need. So we'll satisfy the demands of education and medicine, highways, the whole work just makes the problem that much worse. So this is something that must go on, but I can't see it being changed without, some ideological changes around. And I want to read a quote here. I think this is one from Trump. Here, this is Trump's quote. The tariff is the greatest thing that's happened in this country. We're making a fortune. But more importantly, all these factories are booming now, and they were all dead. That's a stretch of his imagination, believe me. And it's also part of the thing, because he's a very popular leader. He's done some great things by deregulating something, but has not addressed the subject of the monetary issue. Because when it was announced by a paper written at the Federal Reserve that 90-some percent of all tariff money collected came from American consumers. You know, that's astounding. So how is this going to be used to give a gift back to the American people? And that's the plan of sending more checks here, set them up for the future of the kids, all this. And the money was stolen from the American people under a naive argument that we're going to collect all this money in tariffs. It just goes on and on. And I think it's a lack of understanding of economic policy. And that really, to me, is the biggest issue. And this confusion has to be settled. But foreign policy is financed by fiat money. We have other reasons why we have been able to do this. Because I mentioned the currency. We have the fiat currency of the world, and we can do this. But we also sort of can, you know, big man on a bar, we can throw our weight along and intimidate. The tariffs has been used in foreign policy. We put tariffs on and say, well, you're going to get 50%, 80%, 90%, 100% tariffs if you don't do what we tell you in foreign policy. And so it's a threat. And then after a while, they back off. He's back and forth on this. And that I think, is a big issue. And I think if this isn't solved, the people will finally wake up, like they did with COVID, and say, you know, this tariff thing is all fake. And it's been known for centuries that Adam Smith and others knew tariffs were bad. Our founding fathers knew that they were. It was only under extreme, rare circumstance where you could, put tariffs on maybe for real difficulties internationally. But that is something that was always known, and it was a well-known statement that if goods don't cross borders, armies will. And just think of it now. Goods are not crossing borders like they're made out to be. And it's very costly. It's costing the American people. So to take the money in tariffs from the American people and tell the people that we're doing so well, we have so much money, we're going to give it back to the people. Well, where did they get the money? They took it from the American people. But the whole thing is they'll give it back to somebody that the money wasn't taken from. So economic interventionism is the problem. And there should be minimal intervention. And an economic system should be guided by, nonviolence. You can't steal, you can't rob, you can't kill to exchange products. So these laws are very important. But if they don't, if you don't have free markets to organize the exchange of services internationally, you end up with militarism. And just look at where we're at. We're in 126 countries. And what are we doing? We're talking about, we are at this very moment, they're talking about, when are we going to bomb? When are we going to bomb Iran? And why are we bombing Iran? Have they attacked us? And it just goes on and on. And that money is being spent wholesale. And we hear from the president on this subject because we've said on our program here that we honestly believe he has a desire for, stopping wars and peace. But you can't do it with neocons giving them the values that he's following, because the neocons, and just if you want to question what I'm saying, just read Graham, Lindsey Graham. He'll tell you what the truth is, and the truth isn't very good, because he's very, very aggressive and very, very authoritarian. But the Board of Peace had their first meeting recently, and Trump had a clarification about exactly what he was talking about, and his argument is that in his speech at this commission that he started, that he ran, in a speech at the meeting, Trump referenced his June 2025 attack on Iran, which was a negative. Why did we do it? And it breaks us, doesn't do anything for trade, doesn't do anything for the American people. Now, this is the direct quote. Now, when he's referring to this, this whole episode, this country's, and because the excuse now is we have to go into Iran and bomb them. But that's what we were supposed to have done, last year. Evidently, it didn't work. He says, now we have to, we got rid of their nuclear facilities, and not too many people believe that. And now, he says, now we may have to take it step four further, or we may not. Maybe we're going to make a deal. You're going to find out over the next probably 10 days, or and I'm adding this, or maybe never. So the policy is miscellaneous. The economic policy feeds into our foreign policy. It feeds into true inflation because it's all running up the debt and the printing of the money and the devalue of the currency. The value of the dollar is going down. The prices have to go up. So it's a mess that's easily understandable, and a lot of people do. Austrian Economics has preached this gospel for a long time, and it was the way I got interested in the subject, because they were writing about this, you know, back in the 30s and 40s, but it really came to light after World War II, and that's where so many people got much more interested in, you know, free market economics, which means the gold standard. We've made progress here. First 42 years of my life, we weren't even allowed to own gold. And now the Gold Commission passed it. We're minting gold. It's not a gold standard, but you can buy ounce coins, and now you're allowed to own those. So there is progress, and people are understanding this. So things are better off than they were, say, during the Depression, when all these plans were being laid for war and whatnot. That the first thing that within days, FDR just took all the gold in. He stole the gold, really, because the people they took it from didn't get any gold back. So it's economic intervention. It's the use of government force. And a very simple rule to follow. And it's so simple, and it's such an easy solution to this. So if my neighbor has gold and has money or has something I want, and he needs to take care of my family and subsidize this and that, I can't go into his house. I mean, we even have a little bit belief in the Second Amendment that you don't go into a person's house and take what you want. But the hooker is, you call up your congressman, you get a hold of your congressman, and you ask your congressman, you know, I can't go into my neighbor's house and take my stuff that I'd like to have. He has too much. He has three cars, and I need one. No, what he does is he sends the congressman. So the congressman is the middleman. So he goes in, and he inflates and deficit finances and tax people, regulate people, fight wars that we don't need. So this is not difficult. I think the basic principle is not ever using violence, aggression against other people. We know it as individuals, even though there's too much of that, but the governments shouldn't do it either. And there's way too much of that, because government lives on it. Because if we weren't living on the authoritarian approach of the government, we wouldn't have an IRS. We wouldn't have to make it standard understanding that what you earn and have after working many hours, that should be yours. It shouldn't be the government's. You shouldn't have to ask the government what you're allowed to spend it on and the permission. Because if they tell you your taxes, they give you a tax on your income, so, and then they leave something over that you can spend. So the government's dictating all these things. But it's the absence of the understanding and desire to live in a free society, and that's an individual approach. And when the people wake up, there is a difference. When the people woke up about COVID, there became a difference, and it was a good difference because the attitude about vaccines and other things has changed. It's much more intellectual than the authoritarian approach of locking people up and they're not even allowed to go out, and all that mess that happened with COVID. So there are examples of, you know, improvements, but they're difficult. But I think it's a basic understanding of the principles of liberty, why you have a right to your life and your liberty, and you have an obligation to take care of yourself to the best of your ability, and the government ought to just get out of the way, and we would have a lot better economy and a lot better society and a lot more peaceful society if we had one based on personal liberty. I am firmly a firm believer in this, and I'm a firm believer that we're moving in that direction, despite the problems that we're facing in Washington. But I say, look at it, wake up. We woke up with COVID, but the whole country's being treated like COVID. The people ought to wake up. They can make a difference, and it need not be violent, and it need not. People can't argue, well, you have to wait till you have 51% of the Congress. You'll have a long wait for that, because the real results originate with the peoples and their attitude about what the role of government ought to be. So I invite people to wonder about this and want to know more about it. Just study just study the founders and just study Austrian economics. The answers are there, and they're so peaceful, and the proof of it is out there. The freer a country has been in the past, the richer it has become, and more peace there has been. Those are the goals that we should see. I want to thank everybody for tuning in today to the Liberty Report. Please come back soon.
Thanks for watching the Ron Paul Liberty Report. Like and subscribe to help spread the message. And until next time, live free.
This country is in a revolution.